Well, we're back again. Hello and welcome to the Canadian Bowler. As always, guys, I'm your host, Lucas Caldwell. Today, I'm with my co-host, Daryl. Daryl, what's going on?
Hey Luke, what's going on? Happy to be here.
Yeah,
It's
happy to be here
Bulls
as
Day.
always.
It's Bulls Day. What better time for our show than Bulls Day?
Bulls Day. I like Bulls Day. Too bad we're not out there playing, though. That'd be fun.
I know. I guess it is what it is. We are where we are, so just gotta look at the positive. It's Bulls Day. We want to be promoting the sport. Looking at all the positive stuff that Bulls has brought us and will hopefully give us in the future as well. So, that's what the show is today. It's Bulls Day, and we want to keep it really, really positive, right?
Absolutely. And just before we get into the show today, I just want to cover a little bit of housekeeping, guys. As always, remember, like, subscribe, share, comment. And for anybody who can't tune in for the entire show, don't forget that we're on all major podcast platforms, I think, right, Daryl? Anywhere you can listen to a podcast.
Pretty much, I think we're on every single one of them that that we know about. So definitely check those out. We usually take the audio and we post it up on those platforms within a couple days of this show going live and completing. So check those out if you haven't already.
Right on. And today we do not have a special guest for the second time on the show.
Yeah.
Well, I know at one point we spoke about not wanting to have a guest every show, and that was a little bit of miscommunication on my end. So that's part of the reason why we don't have one today. But on another note, yeah, like Daryl, we think we've said a couple times now, it's National Bulls Day in Canada, so we felt like we probably shouldn't skip today. Daryl, I know your club usually has some pretty big stuff going on this day in the past. You would just want to give that a little shout out, a little highlight.
Yeah, my home club, Heritage Greens Lawn Bowling Club, which is in Kitchener, Ontario. We really, really try our best to promote the sport of bowls in our community. Try to do a lot of stuff to bring people in. And when Bowls Day launched as part of a BCB initiative, we were totally pumped. So every year, up until this year, obviously, that Bulls Day has been going on, we've done a barbecue. Let's see if I can you guys a little picture show of what's going on. So there we go. We always put the signs up. We throw out Facebook notices. We try to invite friends and family. Let the community know that Bulls Day is going on, what day it is, and we do a full barbecue, pig roast, chicken roast. For any vegans or vegetarians out there, this might not be the best image for you, but it's an awesome time. Fred Clark is one of the main guys at our club, and I want to give a shout out to Fred Clark because
Shout out Fred Clark.
as part of this stuff, volunteers are a huge part of what makes a club function. And what I believe is, as part of Bulls Day, we not only celebrate the game of bowls, community and bringing people together, but also the people at our club that do the things. This isn't Fred Clark. This is Paul Couturier, who's a member at my club, as well as and I don't know the name, but he's the actual guy that runs the barbecue. We hire him in to do all this stuff, and he does a fantastic job. But then we try to pack the greens with as many people as we can. We have a mix of club members and brand new bowlers, family members. A lot of times, kids come out as part of families and give the game a try. It's just a fantastic day, and I can't say enough about Bulls Day, and that clubs should take hold of it wherever they can and use it to their advantage. I mean, this year is a little different, but still promote the game. Tell people that you're out there, and that when this pandemic is over and the restrictions start to ease a little bit, that we're out there and we're ready for them, and we want to be part of their lives and show them what a great sport this is.
Absolutely. And I know me personally, I've never actually taken partake in a National Bowls Day, which is I guess I don't even know why I haven't. I just haven't. Maybe it's laziness, maybe it's selfishness, who knows? I know my club really doesn't have a lot going on. I know I thought about coming down to your club, but haven't quite done that yet. I mean, the barbecue looks good with a little welly on tap. Wouldn't be so bad, eh, Daryl?
That's right. And the bar at our club is a new thing as well, and that it's part of the experience. It helps bring people in, and it just makes for just a nice, casual, enjoyable environment, I think.
Absolutely. And with that being said, guys, I mean, like I said, I don't have any personal experiences. What about you guys? Let us know in the chat while you're watching today. What do you guys usually do for Bulls Day? What would you be doing if we could be out there on the green? I see in the chat Bill McCollum says, cheers from Markham. Keep the faith and happy Bulls Day. John Seitman says, that looks delicious. Like a delicious way to celebrate National Bulls Day. Sorry about
It
my
is.
reading ability today.
So yeah, thanks, Bill, for the shout out. We do really, really appreciate that. We like to know where people are tuning in from. It's nice to see that we have another fellow Ontario person in the chat. What I wanted to say about this as well is when you're promoting the sport and talking with the sport, I just want to see tons of positivity. Like, let's see the posts out there of what you really want to see when you come back to Bulls. What are you missing? What are the things that are going to get you back there? And what are you looking to enjoy? Again, being isolated, not being able to do the typical spring things and starting Bulls. So for you, Luke, what do you miss the most? And what are you really, really looking forward to when Bulls finally does get back?
It's kind of hard to say. I guess normally I would right now I'd I guess I'd be getting geared up for some competitions. I guess some of them already would have ruled by, but it'd be about where I feel like I'd probably be about at my best in about mid-season form at this point, or getting really close to that anyway. So that would have been awesome. But I think just the way this year's gone, I would be really excited just to go out and practice, roll a couple bowls by myself, listen to some music and get some stuff going down the green, or go to a tournament with my friends, or even go see my dad. Haven't been able to bowl with my dad this year. Haven't seen him too much since this is all going on because he lives pretty far away. So maybe getting out in a tournament with my dad would be fun, because I mean he's getting older and he's not in the best shape he's ever been in. So I don't know how many more years I'm gonna get to bowl with my dad. So that would be something I would really enjoy doing this year, if it's, or next year whenever I can. What about you, Daryl?
I'll say it's a little bit of the same. I miss the socializing. I miss seeing people. There's a ton of people that I would have seen, probably had a few drinks with, probably had a lot of conversations with already at
For
this
sure.
point that I just haven't seen or talked to, believe it or not. Seeing people face to face, rolling the bowls. I mean, long bowls for me, I love the competition. I love all the big events, but like you, going out there, throwing on some music and just rolling a few bowls, it's for me, it's just almost cathartic or just a stress relief. I take
I
my
agree.
mind off of work, I take my mind off of everything else and just roll bowls.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Like everyone's got a couple things out there in their life that they can do where it's just like, I don't know, for example, when I go fishing, when I got my fishing rod in my hand, whatever else is going on in this big bubble of life, you just forget about it. It's the same thing about rolling bowls, right? Pop in your headphones and you're just out there rolling. Who cares if you get close? You're just out there for fun, just practicing to kind of hone in on your skills, right? So just a little step away from life, I guess, for me anyways, personally.
It is. And I tell you, I could use it more now than ever.
I can only
As
imagine being cooped up at home for as long as you've been, so.
yeah, this office, while it's nice to have and be able to be here at home, working every day in this office and then coming and doing more stuff in this office. My house isn't too big to begin with, so being able to get out on the greens and just roll bowls would get these shoulders from up here down to here kind of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
It looks like, well, John Seitman's firing off in the chat here. We usually run a free lessons day at our club. I usually promote it all through social media and around the community. Some barbecue and prizes usually get a pile of people in each year. That's awesome, John. That's the way to do it. He also says he missed getting to run it last year because of being in Australia, the Australian Open. That's another thing that we're missing right now. World Bowls championships would have been already done. I would be back from Australia right now, and the Australian Open would be going on, and that's being missed. For me, it's it is seeing everyone at the Bulls community. We have such a close group at Nationals, especially, but around the clubs too, becoming lifelong friends. He misses that, so that's awesome.
For sure.
It looks like we got another shout-out. Greetings from Kingston, Ontario. Awesome. Good on you, Kingston. Look forward to seeing everybody from the rest of District 15 again. That's good, and that's from Peter Vanderhout.
I just gotta touch on that one a little bit. A little piece of me lies with Kingston. I've gone down there and bowled with my dad a few times, and I've played in a couple championships, and everyone at the Kingston Club's awesome. Very nice people, and they're always very welcoming. It's fun to go to that club.
Awesome.
So just want to throw that out there for Kingston.
And Niamh.
Niamh in the chat, friend of ours, friend of mine, Daryl.
Yeah.
Hi, Niamh.
Not a bowler, but thanks for tuning into the show. We do appreciate that.
Never too late to start.
So I'll throw this up there. Obviously, this is the National Bulls Day kind of symbol that Bulls Canada has put together, and today is the day. I wanted to throw this up because Bulls Canada is doing a ton of stuff for Bulls Day all throughout the day. So it's already started, if you didn't know. I guess we're coming in maybe three down the line. But here's the agenda. So they've opened up a Learn to Bowl kit contest. Check out their social media, their Twitter, their Facebook, especially their Facebook, to see all this stuff. They have a brunch and barbecue submission draw. So if you have a chance to do a brunch or a barbecue and have some great ideas, they're looking for you to share that. Past Bulls Day photos draw. So like I threw up there of Heritage Greens and their past events with the barbecue and all the people on the green, they're looking for submissions on past days, what you did, what you enjoyed most about Bulls Days of the past. They'll have a quiz draw at 12. The koozie guest draw, which I think I have a picture of it here. They've jammed a bunch of drink koozies into a glass vase, and they want to know how many are in there. So it's a guessing contest. Pass the Bowl video release. This is really interesting. So Bulls Canada put out there that they'd like everybody to make a video of them rolling a bowl. And what they'll do is kind of like some other countries have done. Bowls England comes to mind. It's a pass the bowl video. So one person sees a bowl coming off screen, they grab it and they roll it off screen, and then the next video goes, so it looks like everybody's passing the bowl. I believe Emma Boyd has put all those videos together, and they'll be releasing it at 2 p.m. today. So definitely check that out and make sure you share it on social media if you do.
Where are they posting that, Daryl? Do you know? Is that YouTube or Facebook or both?
I believe that's Facebook. But definitely keep an eye on Facebook, because that's where the main source of information will come from. And then 3 p.m., they'll have a bracelet guess, which is this picture here. So same thing as the beer koozies, but they've jammed a whole bunch of plastic bracelets in there. So
there's 87 in there, just so you guys know.
All right. So don't guess 87, because you've already guessed that.
Yeah. No, I haven't guessed, but that's how many is in there. For sure, I can tell. Rain Man.
Perfect, man.
Is that all I got going on for today? Is that the last one?
I think so. But what I want to say to those that are watching right now, and anybody that watches after, keep posting all the awesome photos that you have of Bulls. Keep posting all the positive stuff that's going on. We need that now more than ever. Okay, what's great about Bulls? What are you missing? What are you hoping to get back to when Bulls finally does kick off? And make sure you reach out to all those people that maybe you haven't talked to in a little while. And let's just keep things positive and moving forward in the right direction, right?
For sure. Oh, it seems like everything's going in the right direction so far now. I know there's, what do we have, a step-by-step plan of returning to the green now, I think, something like that?
We do. Let's see if I can actually pull that up.
I personally haven't read this, so this will be information for me, as well as everybody else.
Yeah, so if we go back to this is the Bulls Canada website. For any clubs or any players that are looking for what the plan is to get back on the greens, what are the things that are going to be put in place now? Bulls Canada has put out a return to Bulls kind of phased in approach. There's four phases, and I think this article here, which is the return one, has a four phases. So right here, phase one is training and practice only. So solo play. Very few people on the green, very few people allowed in the club. The clubhouse itself will be closed, only for washroom facilities or washing hands. They stress not sharing jacks, not sharing mats. Make sure that you bring your own stuff where possible, and really trying to keep contact to a minimum and sharing stuff to a minimum. Then there's other phases where now you get into modified local games, so now we can start playing some team games maybe. Phase three is intra-club games, so kind of expanding it where you're actually traveling and you can do some bigger group things. And then phase four is where we start to get back to normal, where we actually see some major competitions coming back. A lot of clubs are going to struggle just to kick off that first phase and be prepared for it. Hopefully the phases after that will just start to roll out more naturally, because clubs will all have stuff in place and be ready to take care of those that are actually coming to their club. So that's the plan. Bulls Canada stresses that this does not supersede anything that your province or country has laid out as far as restrictions. So follow those first and then implement these on top just to keep yourself as safe and responsible as possible.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, it looks like a relatively good plan they got going on there. I agree with it 100%. So, like Daryl said, if we keep following the guidelines, hopefully sooner than later. So, that
That's
is
right.
good.
I guess with that, it's interesting to see some other countries and some other areas having relaxed the restrictions. And I don't know if a lot of people that are watching our show have actually seen my Facebook feed got flooded with a whole bunch of bull streams. Now they're all
That
the
is
same bull
correct.
stream, it was a bull stream. I believe it was Bulls Auckland actually streamed a bunch of competition finals, which was
Yeah,
really
it was
interesting.
men's and women's pairs, I think, right there, or something like that.
That's right. Yeah, it was indoor. It was interesting to see people around watching the game. It was interesting to see that competition was actually taking place. It didn't seem too strange, I guess is the word. It was it actually seemed like a regular match. There was no real weird stuff going on.
I'm just gonna make a quick comment. I know we said we weren't gonna talk about it. I don't mean to say this to put anybody on blast, but I was very shocked to see how close the people behind the greens were sitting together. Like again, I don't know the rules in New Zealand or not, but I was just shocked that they weren't more spaced out.
Yeah, and we were actually talking about it before, and we've mentioned it in the streams before. Everybody, don't take what's going on in other countries and try to put it on top of Canada. Canada is very different. Obviously, the US is very different. New Zealand has had a very strong control on what's going on. Their phased-in approach is actually more advanced than ours. They went through that sort of phase one, phase two, phase three kind of stuff. So they're actually way down the line as far as
Oh,
phasing
for sure.
in.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think they're doing anything wrong. I was just shocked to see
No,
it.
it's definitely interesting to see, because that was the first thing that my eyes went to. I'm like, oh, there's a whole bunch of people there, right? Like, I'm looking out, my backyard, and people just walking around regularly are keeping, a far distance away. So it's interesting to see.
It's kind of hard to wrap your head around it just because like all over the world, everything's different, right? And here we're set to certain standards and guidelines at the moment, so it's just strange when you see other things.
It is. So happy to see bulls back in some countries. It's nice to see some streams so you can actually see some live bulls.
For sure.
But it just gets me fired up to get back on the greens ourselves and start playing it.
Speaking of bowls being back, Daryl, how depressing is it that these beauties just showed up the other day
They're
and I can't
awesome.
use them yet? I'm really happy with these. I know when I had placed the order for them, me and you talked about the colors, and there was a couple special editions that were coming out. And we went out, tossed and turned at night trying to figure out what color of bowls I wanted because I'm probably going to be stuck with them for a while. And I'm really happy with how they turned out. I didn't pick a logo, and I think I actually got relatively lucky with this. It's called a geo, but it's basically a star with some stuff around it. I don't know. It looks pretty cool, and I'm really happy with the color. I did roll it to see what it looks like when it rolls, and it's purple. So yeah. But I'm a little sad that they're not going to be as shiny as they are today, and by the time they get out there. But
I was just
it
about to
is what it
say
is.
they look super shiny right now, so
They are. I don't remember the last time I had a new set. It's been since like 2013, so it's been a long time. Yeah, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to you, Daryl, for giving me helping me out with the certificate, and obviously Dan at MVP Sports for everything he does with the sport in Canada, with the junior program and WOBA and whatever else he's got going on. Thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks, Daryl, for this brand new beauty set of beauties here.
I'll say it's about time you get a new set of bowls and
Oh, I
had
know.
something for your own. Now we just have to work on your shoes, all right?
No, can't do it. I can't do it.
Those things are gonna be just like a sole and nothing else.
That's pretty much what they are, with some laces that I haven't tied in 15 years.
Oh man, that's
Them are lucky shoes.
for anybody that sees Luke out there, his shoes are probably the worst bowl shoes on the planet.
If anyone remembers, I remember they were really popular back in like, I don't know, 2010 maybe. I think they're a Taylor brand, but they're the ones that are called Greens. And I bought them. I don't know if anybody in the GTA or Ontario remembers. It was called MLS Sportsplex, I think, Daryl. Does that sound right? And Dan had a little shop in there, and my dad bought them for me. I think I was in grade 8 or grade 9, and we were helping teach kids. And my dad bought me a pair of shoes that day, and I've had them ever since. And people make fun of me all the time trying to tell me to get new ones, but they're my lucky shoes. They've been all over the world, and they've won me some big games. So I don't know why. It's my only superstition in the sport. Oh, and my yellow towel, I guess, but.
I have to honestly say they are the worst that I've
There
ever seen.
was actually an opportunity when, again, my dad offered to buy me a pair of shoes when we were in Australia, and they had a shop come into the clubhouse one day, and I was like, I don't really want to spend any money, and then I went out and had to play a game, and I came back, and dad's like, oh, let's go get you a pair of shoes. I'll buy you a pair of shoes for your birthday. And I was like, okay, sweet. And we go in, and they were already packing up the shop, and they weren't making any more sales, so I didn't end up getting any. So that's why I'm still stuck with the greens beauties that I got.
Well, eventually we'll have to keep working
Figure
on you
something out. Yeah.
and get you to get some new ones. But I wanted to ask you a question, and I've been thinking about this for a little while. But I know we kind of talked about what we're looking forward to getting back to, just rolling bowls and being sort of happy again on the greens and calm. And are there any events that you're really looking forward to? Are there any big things that you're gonna really miss if they don't go on this year?
Well, like I've said in previous episodes, I really do enjoy playing at WOBA, and I was really excited to play with my team this year. I had the Petulli brothers and Mark Sanford, so I thought we would have a it'd be a fun team to play with for sure, and I think we actually would have had
Absolutely.
a good shot to dethrone you. I'm gonna miss that. I know I spoke about that before, but another thing that I'm actually quite like I shouldn't say upset, but yeah, I'm quite upset about it. Is this year was supposed to have the Canadian juniors at my home club, and it would have been the last year I can play in it. So unfortunately that's not going to happen. So it's a little depressing, but
That is.
would have been nice. It would have been nice to put on a show and get my friend or hopefully put on a show for the local club members who've been watching me since I was 7 years old, and my parents and my friends. And I think it would have been a good time. And I would love to show everybody what the Peterborough Club's all about. Show everybody, all my friends, the city of Peterborough and what we got going on here. What about you, Daryl? What are you going to be missing out on?
I'm actually going to be missing out on watching people play, which is a little weird. As people know, I do coach and I coach quite a lot. I actually miss that quite a bit. As I said, I would just be coming back from Australia sort of last week. I'd be preparing for the national or for the provincial fours in Ontario as well right now. And I'm just missing watching people bowl. Guys like yourself, Luke. Last year I had Owen Kirby, who I've been coaching for a long, long time, and Jack Fowler, who was on our team, and three young guys that, even though I was playing with them and competing with them, watching them bowl, watching them have a great time, and seeing them progress and enjoy the game just meant so much. It was more than I could be out there rolling bowls and playing terribly, and it wouldn't matter. Watching those guys really have a good time, having success, that's what I'm gonna miss the most. Seeing a lot of those young guys, and hopefully we don't lose any of these young guys that are really eager of the sport. It's gonna be, I guess, my job and the job of their clubs, to make sure that they reach out and get those young guys back.
Yeah, just touching on that a little bit. I know you talked about our team from last year, and I'd just like to say for me personally, I don't know for anybody else out there, but everyone's had bad teammates, everybody's had good teammates, and I've always found it's more fun to lose the people you like playing with than win with people you don't like playing with. So that's kind of a, I
True.
guess that's something I'll miss is playing with the people that I enjoy playing with and whatnot. So.
Now this is good. It's a weird transition. It just actually got me thinking. So even though I'm gonna miss a lot of the stuff on the green, I think we have a few exciting things coming out for this channel and for the Canadian Bowler
We do.
that we can actually talk a little bit about and give a little bit more of a preview as to what's going on, I think.
Yeah, for sure. We can do that.
One of the initiatives that we've been kind of tossing around and we're going to look to actually implement this month, and we're just looking for a date, and hopefully that all comes together nicely, is Canadian Bowler After Dark. What that's going to be is a show. It's going to be a panel show. It's going to be a bunch of people on together. It'll be Luke and myself kind of facilitating the panel, and then four other bowlers talking about bowls.
Are we have we figured out, is it going to be the same core group every time we do it, or is it going to be rotating, just so people have an idea of what we're doing?
The plan right now is to rotate.
Right.
There will be a core set of people that we'll have on and we'll probably have on regularly. It won't be every single time, so and not necessarily Luke and I all the time as well. It could be Luke and five other guys. It could be myself and five other people. I wouldn't say guys, I'll say people, because we want to try to get as many male and female bowlers on and talking about the sport.
Absolutely. 100%.
So
Yeah. And
it's going to be a
go ahead.
rotation. Yeah.
No, you go ahead, Daryl.
I was just going to say it's looking to be a rotation right now.
Yeah. And just about that show, guys, I know we've spoken a little bit about it in the past. It's not going to be anything like this one, I would imagine, Daryl. We're not going to be covering news or events. It's basically just going to be like what happens when you go out to the restaurant after a day of bowls. What do you talk about with your friends? What do you talk about with the people that you're playing with? So that's kind of the idea, just stories and I don't know, healthy arguments about things that are going on in the sport. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It was something that we've kind of tossed back and forth for a while, and we've reached out to a few people and just got their feedback on it, and everybody seems to be positive about what we're going to try to do. And like you said before, we just want to provide content to all the bowlers out there that are looking for something to watch, something to listen to,
Absolutely.
especially for those bowlers that don't know enough about the game, don't know about the history, don't know what's going on in Canada. If we can grab bowlers from different provinces and have them all come together and say, hey, this is what we do, this is what we love about the sport, this is what our province struggles with, even.
For sure.
Hopefully we can share those good and bad times across Canada, and who knows, we could come up with some really innovative ideas and solutions that could maybe help your club.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a good one.
On top of that, Luke and I are gonna be looking at developing some small video series. I know I'm currently working on some coaching stuff. So while I do Coach's Corner on this show, that's like a 15 to 20 minute small snippet on some subject where I give kind of the high level basics, possibly just a small insight into one area of bowls or of coaching or of training. Hopefully this video series that I'll be coming out with will actually dive a little bit deeper into each category, and rather than you have to sit through it live and listen, you can actually pick and choose which ones you want to go to and say, hey, I want to learn a little bit more about my delivery. There'll be a series of two or three videos on delivery that you can go look at. Or I want to learn about strategy. I'll go in and look at those videos instead. So building out the content of the site, making it bigger and better than what it is today. And it's a direct result of all the support that you guys have been giving us.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Every week, I swear we got a new goal for our subscribers. We're already up to 325. So I think I got to go big on the next one and say our goal's got to be 500, Daryl.
I think so. We're looking for that 500 mark, guys.
Yeah, we're still a little bit away, but every click on that big red button gets us closer to that 500, that magic number of 500.
That's right.
So yeah, guys, don't forget to make sure you hit.
I think Lucas lagged a little bit there. Just wait for him to get back, but what he's saying is don't forget to hit like and hit the subscribe and make sure that you're showing the support for the video and for the channel, and we will take that and make sure that we use your support to drive us to make more content.
I'm back. Am I back?
You're back.
All right, cool. Sorry, guys.
Like we always say, there's going to be technical difficulties with every show. It's two guys working off of their home PCs with their own equipment. So,
It is quite frustrating, though,
it
because I
is.
pay for very good internet and I have a good computer, and for whatever reason, my internet still cuts out all the time. So, Bell, figure your blank out.
And like I was saying, we don't have a producer, so I'm working everything here in front of me, making sure things run smoothly. So, yeah, things happen.
Yeah, things happen. Do you want to move on to the final round of the greatest lawn bowler of all time?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
So you
Had a
should
lot of
see.
votes, a lot of votes this week, right, Daryl?
Oh, absolutely. I think we were close, if not over 500. We were over 500 on one of them, and we were close to 500 votes on the other. So between the two, I mean, obviously there's overlap, but close to 550 people voted on these things.
Yeah, thanks to everybody sharing our stuff, and it just seems like it's gotten bigger and bigger every week. So we really do appreciate you guys blasting those shares out on Facebook and wherever else it's been posted to.
Yeah, the shares mean a lot. The likes, the comments, all that stuff means so much. But we can't stress it enough. It's a small thing. You click that little thumbs up, you click that subscribe, whatever it is. But it means 100 times more on our end than you realize, right? So for the final round of the Gloat Tournament of Champions, I'll say. We have Alex Marshall and David Bryant. Alex Marshall beat Peter Bellis in the last round, 74% to 26% of the vote. And David Bryant and Paul Foster was actually
I won.
really close for a while. David Bryant seemed to pull away a little bit at the end, but it was 56 to 44%, which is really tight. I don't think anybody's going to argue with the final two that are in there. There was a number of posts back in round one, when we started this, Where some people said, "Oh, Alex Marshall is the greatest of all time," and then a bunch of people were saying, "David Bryant, hands down, there's no contest." So to see those two in the final is not a surprise.
No, not at all. And it's definitely two amazing bowlers that have played, and one of them's still playing. So it'd be interesting to see what everybody's opinion on this last one is. I think it's going to be a banger for sure.
It is, and hopefully, all you guys out there can go and take a vote. The poll should be posted at about 1 o'clock today. It's a battle of a titan from our current time who's still playing and a titan from the past who beat every person out there and won pretty much everything imaginable that I can think of, and David Bryant. I think he's, I want to say he's the 19, is it 1982 or 1983 Pipe Smoker of the Year, David Bryant versus Taddy. Alex Marshall.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. We'll have to see who wins that one. I know who I'm gonna put my vote for. I'm not gonna say it on the show, but
No. Well,
I do
let's
vote
keep it a
every week.
secret.
Keep it a secret.
So we'll for our next show, we'll actually have the final of this. We can actually go over how this all broke down. And we just want to thank everybody for the support. This was just a little bit of fun while we're all kind of isolated in the pandemic. And I think people have really enjoyed at least the last two or three rounds has been pretty well voted on, so that's good.
Yeah, we appreciate it, guys. All the support's awesome every week. It's been pretty good ride so far.
It has been. Absolutely.
Got anything? Go ahead, Daryl. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
Oh no, I wanted to ask you, what you think about, and I've lost my train of thought.
I don't know. I
What you think, I actually wanted to ask you what you think about, what we've done here so far. How do you think things are going? How do you think our engagement has been? And is there anything else you want to see happen to the show going forward?
yeah, I think it's gone better than we've expected for the most part. I think I would like to see more comments and stuff, but obviously I can't force people to do anything. Like, people don't want to comment, that's completely okay with me. But just I love feedback, love seeing what people like and what they don't like. It's helpful to us. I know you get some feedback personally, Daryl, which is very helpful for the show. I feel like me personally, I probably haven't done as much as I could have done. I know you're doing a great job basically producing and all the after show stuff, so big shout out to you, Daryl. But yeah, we're a team and we work on this together. So going forward, I hope we can continue to grow. And like I said, hit that 500 subscriber mark would be a massive deal for us.
Would be, absolutely.
And I guess going forward, what I would like to see us do with the podcast segment, I really, really want to do it live, or not live, but in person. I think it'd be a really cool dynamic. I know obviously with the time, so it's not going to happen today or tomorrow. But I think that'd be really fun. And the whole supporter showcase segment that we have planned, I would really like to be able to interview people in person, just to have a quick little 2 minute, 5 minute thing with somebody, whoever it may be. And just to be able to have that be part of the show would be fun. I think it'd be a pretty big deal for me to be able to produce something of my own, whether it's 2 minutes or 2 hours, right? So I think that'd be kind of fun. But yeah, I truly think the in-person interview style will be incredible whenever we can figure that out and get that going.
I agree with you. I think your ideas on a lot of the in-person and live stuff is really awesome. It is unfortunate that we can't do that. I mean, I haven't even seen you in how long? I can't
I
even.
don't even know.
We've been talking online all the time, but in actual in-person, it's been forever. So, being able to do some of this live in person, to go out to events and to clubs and to talk to people, get their feedback, interview them in a more casual setting, and have those videos. I think that's a really awesome thing that we want to do going forward, is just getting that infrastructure in place and actually being able to go out and talk to people.
Also really think if we can film our podcast in person with people with whatever mic setup we figure out, I think it would really expand our range of guests that we could have on the show.
Absolutely.
Because I realize, like, yes, a lot of people know how to use technology in this day and age, but not everybody does. So, like, I don't know, say we want to interview Martha, who's 92 years old and she's been bowling since she was 15. Maybe she doesn't know how to use a computer or how to use Skype. So I think it'd be really cool if we could sit down with somebody like that and be able to talk to them, because I know they're not always going to be the biggest guest in the world. We're not always going to have the Ryan Bester or the big guest on the show, but I know you were speaking with me personally and saying grassroots is awesome, and it's neat just to hear people's stories.
It is. And I 100% agree with you there. I think the beauty of this show and of the two of us is that while we can get connections and possibly get some big name guests, I mean, that was a great shout out to Ryan for coming on for the first show and to really kick things off. But I know in Canada and just to actually even show the world, some of the grassroots stuff that's in Canada, some of the people that make things run at the club, in the provinces or even nationally, behind the scenes that people might not know about. It'd be great to actually get those interviews out there and really celebrate and I guess uncover what's going on behind the scenes, so you know all these great people that are part of our sport.
Absolutely. And I know there's a couple other podcasts that popped up out there, and most of them are Australian or English based, and they have the ability to get bigger guests than we do, which is fine. So I think it'd be kind of cool if, like, tournaments don't run with the best players in the world. The tournaments run because of the people who run them. So just to hear, I don't know, the ladies in the kitchen, everyone always gives them a shout out. Why don't we hear what they have to say? So, I mean, just stuff like that, I think it would be fun.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head. It's grassroots. I think this show gives us the ability to do that. We don't need to be big and flashy all the time. It's going to be great to have some of those big guests on and to really just give us a shot in the arm. But we want to showcase Canadian bowls. We want to expand the knowledge of people here and around the world on what Canadian Bowls is about, what we do here, what we're trying to do here anyway, and give a lot of the people across the country and even internationally, we can talk to people that don't usually get the spotlight, and shine the light on those people and show people that it means a lot more than just the national championships and winning medals. It's about the hard work of people behind the scenes that keep our sport going.
I really like that idea, Daryl, and I think it's going to be awesome whenever we can figure that out.
Got a comment here from Pierre Vanderhout. He said the match analysis in our last episode was a highlight. It must be a lot of work to put it together, but it was very interesting. I hope to see one again in the future.
Seems like a pretty popular request we get.
Like I said, I do coach and I do coach nationally, but Luke and I never put out that we're experts. We never put out that we know everything about bowls. We are learning just like everybody else. And me as a coach, even being on the international level, I am learning every day about new stuff and understanding the game at a better level. So those analysis videos, they do take a little bit. It's a lot of review. It's a lot of kind of setting up clips and finding the right stuff. So we don't have to sit here for 2 hours and drag through a whole game. But the response has been great, so we will definitely be doing a lot more of those in the future. It just won't be every episode.
Yeah, and if there's anything else you guys would like to see or have any ideas that maybe we could throw in there, like I said, we're always open to advice, good or bad. So don't be afraid
Absolutely.
to fire those in the comments or on Facebook or personally to anybody. So appreciate it all. Anything else that we'd like to highlight today, Daryl, or is that pretty much it?
I think we've run through kind of the gambit for our
Yeah, that
show.
was. Yeah, I'm happy with that. It went longer than I thought it was going to go today without a guest, so I'm happy with that too. So yeah, thanks everybody for tuning in. I hope that everybody has a Good National Bowls Day. Unfortunately, we're not on the green. I do understand that. But I mean, we're just doing the best we can. So everybody stay positive that we're and stay off the greens for the time being until we're allowed to. So maybe we can get out there for the next National Bowls Day. That'd be awesome. Thanks everyone for tuning in today. Thanks everybody for watching this or listening to this after the fact. We appreciate you too. Thanks, Daryl, for all you do for the show.
Thank you, Luke,
Everybody
for
be
all you do as well.
I don't do much. I just show up and blabber about nothing. Anyways, thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy the rest of your National Bowls Day today. Stay safe. And as always, until next time, guys, I hope all your shots are touchers.